Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 22. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. Jesus said, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Matthew 18, as with all of Holy Scripture, we have a piece that's been used, a piece that's been abused. Because the word of God is a double-edged sword. When we misuse it, it is injurious to us. And when used properly, it brings death and new life. The full counsel of God, law and gospel. And one phrase in reading Matthew 18, 15 to 22, kept ringing in my ears. Speaking the truth in love. Love is what wraps up all of God's word. The love of God incarnate in his Son, Christ Jesus, that is to whom the scriptures point. The law, the prophets, the evangelists. Love is who we are. We love because God first loved us. And he loved us by speaking the truth. By showing us our sin, our depravity, our condemnation. Showing us the forgiveness he has won for us in the death and resurrection of his Son. And speaking. Our Lord is freely speaking each and every day, speaking into creation all that is, speaking to us by his Son, speaking to us his word that fills us, that we may speak that word to others. I remember there was a call committee that did an interview with me one time, and they asked me this question. They said, what is the hardest thing for you, being a pastor? And they were really surprised by my answer, and in fact, I was surprised by the answer I gave as well. I gave it thought, and blurted out almost the truth here. I said, being faithful. And the look of shock and surprise on their faces, because it was a Zoom call, was rather humorous. Being faithful. Not that I have a hard time loving and caring for my wife, my kids, loving my Lord. Yes, within us is that old Adam who struggles and fights against it all the time, but that was not the faithfulness to which I was speaking. The faithfulness of speaking the whole truth, the whole counsel of God. Because if there's one thing I hate most of all, is being the bad guy. I hate when I have to discipline my children. I'd love to have the perfect Victorian home where everybody gets along all the time. The children are seen and not heard, right? There's no fighting, no kerfuffles. But the Lord disciplines those He loves. He is the archetype of fatherhood for me. I don't like being the bad guy and disciplining my children. I hate being the bad guy and having to discipline, that is to speak the law to someone in my congregation. Because when the old Adam hears the law, he recoils, he reviles, he strikes back. He hates. It makes you feel like the bad guy. It makes people not like you. And there's always that temptation that it would be easier to go along, to get along. But you don't have to say, you don't have to speak what God has given you to say. You could just shut up and see if the problem resolves itself. Our Lord tells us, let what you say simply be yes and no. Let your yes be yes, let your no be no. Speak. Speak the truth. Speak the truth in love. In the revelation of St. John, our Lord speaks to the church in Laodicea that they must not be lukewarm. Oh, that your works would be hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. We must speak. We must speak the truth. And we must speak truth in love. We must confront sin. Because we, like our Father, desire not the death of a sinner, but that they should turn from their wickedness and live. Our love for the neighbor compels us to speak truth, that they may repent, that they may live, that they may be in the body of Christ with us. And what is it that leads us to silence? In many ways, probably the cardinal sin of our age, to give offense. We would rather do anything in this modern age, in the secular world, than to offend someone else. Call it cancel culture. Call it poor civil behavior. We don't dare speak to anyone. Especially not the truth. Even if that truth is love. Because the world hates the love of God. It is our own sinfulness that compels our silence. And even if we muster up some of the strength, it's our own sinfulness that compels us to declare God's law unloving, to perhaps paraphrase it, to weaken it, to soften it, to make it more palatable so that we wouldn't cause offense. But any effort to soften God's law is a wicked attack of the gospel. What need has the sinner of Christ if the sin is not so bad? Learn from the warning given the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 3. If the word of God says to the wicked, "You shall surely die," and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked ways in order to save his life, that wicked person shall die for his iniquity. But his blood God will require at your hand. such as a burden, that the under-shepherds who've been entrusted with the souls of the people, such a burden they share. It's hard to be faithful because you'll be the bad guy. They won't like you. It's easier to just go along and get along. But indeed, every pastor, every Christian brother and sister in whatever vocation the Lord has called you to, we are called to care for one another, to watch out for one another, to bear one another's burdens, to build one another up, to speak. For all Scripture is breathed out by God. It is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Our Lord's words in Matthew 18 are not a bludgeon for us to beat down others, for us to root out every inch of sinfulness in some sort of conquest of righteousness. Wielding it as a bludgeon is not wielding it with love. God's word to us in Matthew 18 is not a mere suggestion that we can dismiss when it becomes uncomfortable. And the weight of speaking truth in love is too much for us to bear. No, our Lord is the one speaking in Matthew 18. Not the way that the world is, but among you, you will speak. You will forgive. You will love. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, who is the truth, the way, and the life. We speak the truth in love. We are faithful. Faithful to confront sin. Faithful to love our neighbor. Faithful to speak God's word. The word by which the Holy Spirit calls out of darkness and to the marvelous light of Christ and to the body of believers. In the blessed communion of the saints. So let us speak. Let us speak truth. And let us speak truth in love. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.